Welcome to the Walita Zami podcast. Today's guest of my one-on-one coaching live from Clubhouse to the podcast is Chaz Medlock. Now, he's an LA photographer. He's been shooting for about 4 years part-time, and he's getting more photography inquiries, but he's also trying to find the goal of his business. So when you listen to this coaching session, you're going to originally see that he's asking for help on making sure that he gets more bookings. But the conversation turns, and the conversation turns to what does your business offer and who are your ideal clients? Because without those two things, there's no point in moving. There's no point in finding out more information and, you know, trying to do anything else. We have to get who your ideal client avatar is. We have to refine what your business's message and your product is. And then we're able to move forward and we're able to build a very successful business from that. Now, if you're looking for help with your business, I do have a masterclass called Photography Masterclass, 40 Days to Profit. It is a self-guided masterclass that was my own roadmap that got me clients like Jennifer Lopez and Kanye West and Bernie Sanders and Mariah Carey and all these different people. And that's the roadmap that I used to grow my career and to grow my business when everybody told me, Walid, you can't do it that way. And guess what? I did. And now I'm coming back to help as many photographers as I can. So if you're interested in investing in yourself with that masterclass, the link to the masterclass to purchase it directly is in the podcast show notes. Once you do that, you're going to see that I'm holding your hand from the first step all the way to the last step, from designing your website to designing your business to your logos and colors and pricing and marketing and retouching and lighting. I mean, it's the whole thing. When I tell you it's my roadmap, it is my roadmap, and it's done by me for you. All right. So if you're interested in that, definitely listen. If you're interested in becoming a client of private mentorship on your business, I'll give you steps for that at the end of this podcast. But right now, let's get to Chaz Medlock, who is a very talented LA photographer, and see how we turn the conversation around, and then take notes because it's going to help you out also. His question or his goal is universal for a lot of photographers. That's why I want to make sure that everyone can benefit from it. The other thing too is that he's really looking for, so the puzzle we're going to work on today is he is looking to book bigger companies more consistently who actually have a budget. So if that's not a goal for all of us, I don't know what is, but we're looking to build up his business that way. And I'm going to welcome Chaz Medlock. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I point out one thing that I think you're doing really right. And there's a lot of people that are giving business critiques and mentorship, and I think that that's great. But I always want to point out to what people are doing right so that you can do more of that. The fact that you have a goal and you have this goal of, okay, now you have a full-time job, but you have this goal of building out your business and you're looking ahead of time to see what you can do to get to your full-time status as a photographer. I think that that's really great because so many times artists will just say, I want to be a full-time photographer, but they haven't really done a roadmap. And that is a big deal. So continue planning and you have a really good, consistent look to your photograph. So that's another plus that I want to put out there. Those are things that you don't want to shy away from. You always want to have that going. But I'm going to go ahead and start first with, in your own words, what exactly do you want more of as a photographer?
My goal is to work with more brands on their campaigns and do more content for, you know, their websites or maybe their marketing campaigns, with things that they want to do along those lines.
So currently, are you getting a lot of inquiries directly from your website or more from your Instagram?
Everything is more through Instagram.
Okay. And then as far as when you say, I want to work more with brands, There's a lot of brands. There's pantyhose companies, there's car companies, there's, you know what I mean? There's like clothing. Right. What kind of brands?
So my favorite thing is shooting people. So I do love, you know, types of fashion brands. And I recently got into shooting products. So I do love product shots, you know, kind of doing lifestyle product shots and shooting fashion kind of work.
Okay. So the reason why I ask all these, because I want you to start niching down. I don't want photographers or filmmakers just throwing a bunch of things against a wall and hoping something sticks, right? Because tell me if I'm incorrect, but you have limited time. We have limited resources and, you know, finances on how much you can budget out to grow your business. So we want to make sure that everything is pointing towards that bullseye, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. I'm looking at your Instagram right now. I see a lot of lifestyle fashion. I see it. But I'm going to ask you this. If I was a clothing, and you're in Los Angeles, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was one of the fashion houses, I'm going to use that term lightly with LA, but if I was one of the fashion houses in Los Angeles, would I be able to look at your Instagram, just judging that right now, and be able to see my brand with your photography?
I feel like some photos maybe, and then some maybe not so much. I did recently kind of focus on starting to shoot in the way that I felt like clothing brands would want. So I'm kind of like starting to put more looks together and, you know, not just winging it when it comes to just shooting and just taking a picture of somebody.
When you say for some pictures, maybe, for some pictures, maybe not, are you 100% sure that because the first thing that I hear is a lot of maybes. And Right. Maybe that's just, you know, the way that you speak, but I want to make sure that that's not what you think of your, you know, your photography and your artistry. So when people say, I might be a good choice for this, I might not. There's a whole lot of gray area. And a lot of these brands that they're putting in millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars into each line, they need somebody that's like, I am the fashion photographer for this style. So that's the first thing that I want to point out to you, okay? What percent of your pictures on your Instagram would excite your LA fashion clients?
I would say maybe not my earlier work, because I was very focused on maybe portrait kind of style.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say about like maybe 70% the latest.
About 70% would excite your potential clients, right? Your ideal clients?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then you said something about product photography. Tell me a little bit more about that. What kind of products?
So I recently started products. More so they've been skincare products, and I've recently started shooting a little bit more of that. I've done like watches and sunglasses and things like that, but that was more in the earlier stages. But ever since I've kind of wanted to go after more product style shots and kind of do a little bit more lifestyle product shots, I've done a little bit more, but not as much as I guess I've liked.
Okay.
And that's because of the time constraints that I pretty much have.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you have a full-time job, then there's life, and then you're trying to build a career. So that's understandable. Do you think you get most of your inquiries about fashion or product currently?
It's definitely the fashion. I think anyone who's been interested in the product, they've never really fallen through. So it's more like the fashion type of lifestyle shots that they reach out to me for.
Okay, so when you said the majority of your reach outs are via Instagram, correct?
Yes.
So when people DM you via Instagram, what's the number one or possibly number one and number two things that they mention? Hey, I really like when you blank, or I really love this style. What is it that pulls them in?
What I notice is more so the way I capture angles and the editing. And like the style, I guess, as a general whole. That's what they usually say, the style. Sometimes they can pinpoint it by saying editing and angles and colors, but I hear more so the colors and editing.
So the colors and the editing, that's what's pulling people in. So that's one thing that you want to make sure that you don't lose, right? And are you in love with that kind of coloring? That's Chaz's personal style?
It definitely has changed because I used to be super heavy on the coloring and the editing, but I kind of was looking at what other brands, like clothing brands, were posting, and not necessarily my work was like the edits that I was doing in my previous work. They weren't posting that on their pages.
I understand. Okay. And are you familiar with, or would you have an idea as to why they're not posting the highly colored images as much?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I was always curious.
So I'll give you my thoughts on that. Oftentimes when you have a designer that's, you know, working season long and they want to create a garment, right? When a photograph is highly processed, what happens is that they're not able to show their work as much.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen is somebody will order it and then it will not look like the photograph, obviously, right? Because the photograph got a lot of post-process. Those end up on TikTok and they end up on Instagram Reels of what I ordered and what I actually got. So you want to make sure with fashion that it is very, very close to what the garment actually is. So that, just want to give you a little bit of insight to that.
Okay, yeah, that definitely makes sense.
When somebody inquires about your photography on Instagram, what's your next step? What would you tell them?
So usually when someone reaches out and asks me what they want, you know, I get a little bit of information. You know, I say, you know, thanks for reaching out. I tell them my rates and then what they get. And then we usually set up a time and date to do their shoot from there.
Okay, but I think you probably skipped out about 25 steps, right? So if I was to say, hey, Chaz, I found you on the Instagram Explore page. I really like your style. I like the vibe that you have put out. I have a brand that's launching in 3 months. Would you do a photo shoot with me? What would you tell me next?
So as far as that aspect, it's only happened like maybe twice.
Okay.
Usually the people who do reach out are individuals, but the ones that have, they have like a, you know, concept and brand, you know, I ask them what they're looking for. You know, they give me mood boards and ideas of kind of what they want. Then kind of ask about the vibe so I can figure out the location, because typically I have to pick the location for them.
Okay. Do you ever send anyone to your website?
I have not sent too many people to my website because I've been focusing, since that's where they find me, is on Instagram. So I've been putting all my work on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I feel like I need to make some adjustments to my website. So I haven't been sending too many people there.
Okay. I think that that's a correct assessment. And we'll go over your website real fast too. Right now, what I'm trying to do is establish the pain points in your business, right? And get the full story. And then we'll go through our list of solutions. Chaz, you said that you don't really send them to your website because you feel like your website needs a little more work.
Yes.
Okay. And in your opinion, what are a few points that your website could do? What type of extra work do you think your website would benefit from?
Currently my website is kind of like, I feel like it may not separate, because I kind of wanted to do marketing too.
Sure.
So I feel like those two kind of like need to be separated, or at least put the correct type of content on there as far as my ideal customer that I'm looking to attract.
And so you want to market for whom exactly?
So yeah, that's the thing as far as my the marketing thing is, I'm kind of like changing who I'm trying to reach out to. And I know the photography part and the marketing part are a little bit different. So yeah. I kind of like trying to figure out how to separate the two as far as the photography website and what to put on there and what to put on for the marketing side.
Okay. But then that makes sense. As far as marketing, who would be your ideal client for marketing?
So as far as marketing, my ideal client are typically kind of brands who could more so not necessarily need content all the time. So right now I'm like reaching out to.
Right. But whom? Who would be an ideal client? Would it be an influencer? Would it be a fashion company? Would it be a product company? Would it be an alcohol liquor company? Who would it be?
So currently right now I'm reaching out to like fitness type brands, gyms, people who sell like fitness clothing, and like IT support companies who need to retarget their audience, and website designers. But I'm basically been working on my niches too, but it's not fashion stuff for the, but fitness has been the main ideal client for me.
Here's what I would suggest. All right. I think I've heard, besides the form that you filled out before, you're trying to go full time. You are slowly changing your style, but I think that one of your biggest, the holes in the plan is you yourself may not have an exact endpoint destination. Do you think that that's fair?
As far as the photography, I think so, yes.
Okay. What about the marketing aspect of it?
The marketing aspect, in the beginning I did, but I'm working on changing my direction. So that's kind of, I guess you would say yes, but in the beginning I did, but now I'm like kind of changing directions.
Okay. But I got to call it out though, but you haven't been able to identify who you want to serve as your marketing clients.
True. Originally, when I first started the marketing thing, yeah, I was focusing on gyms. And then I kind of shifted my focus because I wasn't sure if they kind of needed the services I was offering. So recently, this year, I've been kind of trying to pinpoint someone else. So I guess that is fair to say that for both.
Right. Pointing this out because I want you to feel badly. It's, hey, we have to expose a problem and then let's go in and attack that problem, right? So I'm going to tell you this. The first thing that if I'm looking at your Instagram, I went on your Instagram and then I clicked the link and it brought me to your website, okay? So I'm hoping that all the other photographers listening, that they're thinking about their process also. I'm counting the touch points. Number one, I went and I found your Instagram. That's one. Then I went and I hit a Linktree app. That's two. Then 4 buttons down, I click website. Okay, that's 4. Then I have your website and I see somebody dancing in a big video and I look on top and I say, okay, photo/video. I'm going to hit that. Is that 5 or is that 4? I forgot. But that, so let's do that. And then there's another button below that I could say portraits or fashion, product, fitness, auto, video, media. Okay, so we are about 5 or 6 touch points before anyone can even see your work. That's the first thing that I want you to focus on when someone goes on your website, is that you're making them do too much work. And I'm doing this on my laptop. And it would be a lot harder on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first thing that I want you to do from the website aspect is make sure every single time you make somebody commit to an action, click a link, push a button, whatever it might be, you're losing a percentage of people every single time. That at some point, every time there is somebody and you have 5 or 6 of them, somebody's like, ah, I'm out. And I'm very much one of those people. I'm out. Like, I'll go on a whole website and I could spend $200 and then I'm like, 7 for shipping. I'm out. It's just like this extra thing. People are very, very quick to make these decisions, right? So we want to make sure that when you're bringing somebody into your website, that it is the easiest thing for them to make a decision. To make a decision to hire you is going to be the easiest thing and it works for you. So I'd like for you to work on the design of your website to make sure that there's no more than 3 touch points. Otherwise, you're going to lose a percentage of people that may not even be able to see your work. And does that part make sense?
Yes, that part makes sense, which is why I haven't been sending people to the website, because I feel like it's a little bit confusing at the moment.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to really focus on that, which kind of like ties into like my full-time job and like the time constraints.
Of course.
So it's kind of, it's been really hard to juggle and then do the Instagram clients.
It is. No, it is. And I think if it was easy, everybody would do it. So I'll just give you this note. And I really don't like to decide what people should do, you know, because everyone's got a different size wallet. What I will say this is sometimes it is more cost efficient if you were to just hire somebody to do that for you versus saying, I'm going to do it. I'll just do it. I'll do it next weekend. I'll do it the weekend after that. Because the amount of time that you spend thinking you're going to do it yourself is actually opportunity cost for you.
Yeah, that was my next step because a lot of the website design, I kind of like just researched a couple of things and referenced how people were building their websites. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was like my next step is to basically have somebody go in and fix my website.
Okay, perfect. If you can afford that right now, or if any photographer can afford to bring somebody in to do it for you, sometimes done is better than perfect. And I actually heard that. I forget who the original person was that said it, so I would give them credit. But sometimes done is better than perfect. And then you can go back and start refining it. And so my biggest note for you would be, if you brought me over from your Instagram into your website, make sure that it's 2 to 3 touch points and that is it, okay? And I'm gonna also tell you why I want you to bring people to your website and why I want you to get this done as soon as possible. Like I would put this at the top of the list before anything else. When you bring a client, a potential client over from Instagram to your website, you've done a series of things that's gonna benefit your business, all right? Number one, on Instagram, I have notifications, I have live, I have DMs, I have tags, I have a feed that's constantly pushing towards me, and I have advertisements that's constantly coming. My attention span is so short on Instagram, and we're just trained to keep scrolling. Our thumb just goes without even knowing it. So when somebody likes your work on Instagram, there are so many other agents that are trying to distract them, that the first thing that you want to do is try to get somebody over to your Instagram, over from your Instagram to your website. When you get them on to your website, a series of positive things happen. Number one, they're able to see all your work together in one place in the layout that you think is going to better serve your clients and better serve your business. Number two, they're going to see your images much higher res, better quality, more on screen. They're not going to have notifications. They're not going to have the DMs bother them as much. And your website is not going to be serving advertisements the way Instagram is serving advertisements. This is why I want you to put your website at the top of your list, Chess, of getting that fixed.
Okay.
Okay. So does that part make sense for you as to why this is such an urgent matter?
Yes, I guess my thinking is when I actually did the clients and I asked them, well, how did you find me? You know, they always said Instagram. So I guess I've never really, that's why I've always focused like on that. But that makes sense.
Get them off Instagram because Mark Zuckerberg does not want you to be happy.
Got it.
Okay. So that's what we want to do. Instagram is using us to build their empire. They're using us to bring, you know, to collect subscribers, to constantly post because they're making ad money off of us. So utilize Instagram right back. Get people from there to your website. Get them to see your layout. Get them to see how great your work is. And then when they come to your website, whoever designs your website, I want you to keep this in mind. So when I go down to the bottom of your page, you have your email and your contact, which is fantastic, okay? If you could potentially put a form down there as an option too, that would help out a little bit because there's some people, like for me, I just use my Gmail and I don't really have my Outlook or my Mac mail set up, right? So I don't want to click it. So if there's a form there that makes it easier also, then you're serving both people. You can actually type out your email, but you can put the form there too, and then it serves both audiences. I would actually, the second note I'm going to give you on your website, because you're still figuring out the marketing aspect of your business, I'd rather you build one side first and put your marketing to bed for a minute. And by a minute, I mean, could be 6 months, could be a year. I think you're going to have a much stronger business if you don't confuse your clients, because you're just figuring out what your business stands for and what you want to do. So now serving the market with additional services, it may not serve you well.
No, I mean, I guess I like to for you to expand, but you know, I definitely was seeing that myself, and I was even like considering like taking off the marketing tab on my website, which is why I was like kind of not sure where to go with that. But I definitely understand.
Okay. And I'll expand on it, because I think it's going to help out a lot of listeners too. If you become that master in photography and you're in Los Angeles and you want to serve fashion companies who are releasing 2 to 4 lookbooks every year, every company. So that's a lot of work that can come your way. I want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on getting to know these marketing directors and their creative directors and their publicists and all that. I want you to go out there and shoot as much as possible, so that if I am a fashion brand in Los Angeles or New York or any surrounding cities, I'm able to look and say, Chaz is the guy that I want to hire. Chaz is that photographer. Look, it's consistent. In a perfect world, this is what I would say. Focus hard for 6 to 9 months on being the photographer and put all the marketing stuff to bed. That not only makes your website more streamlined, it's not as distracting when I visit your website, but also it allows you to have conversations one-on-one after the fact, after they fall in love with your photography. So I would say this, let's say you're working with a small company that has maybe 10 employees, they maybe have $1 million a year in revenue. They may not have a full marketing department because that's too expensive for them to hire. Once they're in love with your work, once they say, Chaz, these are incredible, we want to shoot with you again, that's when you can circle back around and say, hey, I want you to know that I also help some brands with their marketing. So if ever you need that, this is what I offer. And that's a menu off the side that on a PDF or something, or a private link on your website that you can forward to the marketing director or whoever you're dealing with at the clothing brands. And then introduce it to them one at a time as something that's going to help them. Not so much like, well, like the Cheesecake Factory menu where they got Mexican, Chinese, Indian, Italian. Does that make sense? It's just so much out there that you're like, I can't even read this menu. There's so many options.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that was my end goal too, is to find companies that I can shoot and market for.
Perfect. I think that you'll do much better initially to come around the side door, the back door, and say, I also do this. Hey, I noticed that you can say it like, hey, I noticed that, you know, some of the images that you're cropping don't really show the photography the best way. I went ahead and I made you like 2 or 3 samples of the pictures we shot perfectly framed or cropped for Instagram, and you can just use them. They'll say, really, this is amazing. And you can say, or I could actually even do this for you on a monthly, monthly contract. So they would shoot with you. And then they would also give you a secondary contract where you would prepare all the images for stories, for Instagram, for Pinterest, for TikTok, for all the different formats. Since you're the guy that shot them, you're the guy that can perfectly crop them, and that's an easy second contract for you. And I've done that myself.
Gotcha.
Okay. Does that sound like something that you'd be able to work on, or that you'd be open to working on, as sort of putting it to bed for the moment and then coming around the side door?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, perfect.
I feel like I'm stronger in the photography part anyway.
Yeah. Let's go with your strength. Let's leverage that, and then that'll open up other doors for you. I want to go into your Instagram next. You're saying you're getting some inquiries from Instagram, and people really like your style, but you're not booking as much. Why do you think that is?
So when I do ask them how they find me, they typically say through a hashtag, LA Photographer. But ever, you know, the way Instagram shows your work, you don't necessarily control that. To the top, and you can't really control it. So it's like, I find out people have to do a lot of digging before they get to me.
Okay. But what do you think is stopping a client from writing you a bigger budget? That's what you're ultimately looking for.
I'm not sure. That's, I guess, the something I'd like to figure out.
Has anyone ever said anything to you?
I haven't heard anything as far as from any of the clients that I currently have or anyone who's reached out and decided not to go with me.
Okay. So I'm going to give you my thoughts as if I was hiring, because I often do creative direction for companies and then I'll hire the photographers. So I'll overlook something. Your work is great. There's definitely an aesthetic to it. But if I'm a fashion designer or if I'm the creative director for a fashion company, I'm going to be looking for certain things. A lot of your pictures are, what you're not doing is you're not giving them the tools that they need to make a decision easier. So when I look at it as a creative director or a marketing director, I would look at it and say, well, that's beautiful, but it won't really serve my needs. My needs would be who can photograph it, show it in action, show the beauty of it up close, the workmanship, show it, you know, maybe a mid-crop, okay? So you're not giving them enough to hire you. That's one of the first things that I saw when I looked at your Instagram. One of them should be a full body picture, and I gotta see that product. I love a good moody picture too. My website, when you look at it, it's all moody pictures. But the designers, they wanna see their products.
I don't know, like, for, I guess for me as a photographer, like when someone posts this carousel, I would always scroll through them. But I guess as what you're saying, as a creative director, would they go through the pages?
Exactly. Exactly. Because you're a photographer. We're interested in beautiful photos, right? A creative director is trying to put a team together to help the brand with their creative direction. So make it easier for them. This, I don't mind a carousel too much, but even this carousel doesn't serve it as much as it could. You also have to ask yourself, okay, am I seeing the exact details of this blazer? The stitching, is there a button that's beautiful? Is the lapel a unique design? Is it, I don't know, just by that close-up picture, if it's, oh, it's like kind of like a longer coat. I didn't know if it was double-breasted, if it was single, anything like that. So you want to make sure that you give them everything that they need. So when they're looking at your pictures, they're able to say, wait, but yeah, but can he photograph the full body so we see the whole product? Yes. Can you give us something beautiful, fashion-like, but still shows the beautiful craftsmanship of what we do? Yes, he can do that. Yeah, but can he photograph the model as she's in action? Yeah, he could do that too. Can he photograph it from the back and from the side and from the front? So that's ultimately what they're looking for. Because every time that I hire somebody, every time that a marketing director hires somebody, they're putting their name, they're putting their reputation on the line for the photographer. So you want to make sure that you give them as much as they possibly can to make it a safe decision for them. So it's a no-brainer. And they're like, well, of course, it's Chaz. Because look, it's beautiful. He's got a vibe through the whole thing. It's consistent. He's able to show me full body action. He's able to capture the model with a little bit of emotion too. He's able to shoot it from the back, side, and the front, super close up, and show me the craftsmanship of it. He's the person that's done that consistently. Now look at the next model. Now look at the next model. It's consistent across the board. You want to make sure that there's a moment, and I'm using like this air quotes thing, this moment created on your feed. As magazines are coming to a decline, we have to create these mini editorial layouts for them to view. So one picture, I may miss it. But if that blazer was three across, I'm seeing this burgundy moment against the green backdrop. It makes me pause and say, wait, what's this? It catches my eye a lot more.
Yes, I think in the beginning, I had another photography Instagram. I did that. And I think I took a poll and it was like, people didn't, it was, I guess it seemed like it was, they were seeing the same photo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was worried about. And I guess it's kind of like, since everybody was coming from Instagram, it was kind of hard to get a balance between what you're talking about and then being pushed, since it's so hard to be pushed by Instagram. So it's like you're almost at the mercy of everyone who's following you on Instagram.
So let me ask you this. That makes sense what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Who is your ideal client?
Clothing and fashion brands.
Right. So if other people like it, that's a plus. But ultimately, you want that one person at that one desk in that one company to love your work.
Right.
So that's where we as photographers, we have to make that decision. All right, do I want to impress the masses and get a whole bunch of beige, vanilla, mediocre, right? Try to get everybody to be happy. Or do you want to go all in on your clients, your ideal clients, and just wow them to the point that they're like, oh my God, like this is beautiful. And that's a decision you have to make. But you got to understand who your ideal client is. And that's why I urge people to know their ideal client avatar so bad, because it's going to tell you who you're going to aim for. Right now, I think that you might have your audience confused, you haven't had your audience completely niched down as to who they are or who they should be. I think there's a lot of pressure on photographers to get the Instagram likes. We don't get paid for that unless you're an influencer and you're on the beach, you know what I mean, shirtless. And that's but their ideal client is their audience. Yours, you said you wanted to work for fashion companies, right? So mm-hmm. I would really urge you to figure out your ideal client avatar. And I did this in my last coaching session, but I'm going to just, for the audience sake, I'm going to explain why it's so important. Your ideal client avatar, I want you guys to have a male version of it and then a female version of it, okay? So you have a man and you have a woman. And they don't know each other. You just have one of each. You need to find out, not the clients you've been serving, the clients you want to serve. So you're creating this fictional character. You're creating it and you're saying, my client makes between $120,000 to $145,000 a year. They live in one of the big lofts in downtown Los Angeles. They have to have cold pressed juice every day or they feel like they're going to die, right? And they go to Whole Foods and they go to Barry's Boot Camp and they wear Lululemon and they do this other thing. And on the weekends, they hang out at this park or this beach or they go to brunch at this restaurant. When we do all that, and there's a whole bunch more questions to it. When we do all of that, what happens is that you're looking at every single picture you post, every single series you post, every single caption you post, and you're looking at it and saying, remember, we're going to pick a male version and a female version, right? So in another chat I did with Wesley, he named his Patrick and Ashley, and I would say, Wesley, if you post this picture, is it going to impress Patrick or Ashley? If it does, great. If it doesn't, don't post it or reinvent it and make sure that it does impress them. So everything you have to do moving forward is that. Because the thing that I think your business is really going to benefit from, and watch, if you do this for 6 months and you focus only on your ideal client avatars and you narrow down your offerings, meaning cut out the marketing and just go hard on photography and go hard on photography on those ideal clients, you're going to start booking at such a faster rate, you're going to surprise yourself.
In my photography, that's kind of where I'm at, like a standpoint of mm-hmm. how I can show them that I can fix their problems. Because I think when I think about that in a marketing standpoint, I always tell them, well, you do this, you can do that, you can do this. But I think it's hard. I'm trying to figure that out in the photography standpoint. Something okay. That'll catch their eyes.
When they actually contact you, have you ever asked them what their biggest problem is?
I have not.
Okay. So incorporate that into your onboarding session. Okay. So when somebody calls me, they say, hey, Waleed, I found out about you through so-and-so, and I have a record for my client that's going to come out. I'm managing him, and I would love to know if you would do the album packaging. Here's some of the questions that I would ask. Number one, you know, you say thank you and all the formalities. If they don't tell me, I ask them who referred. That's the second part. I ask them what exactly their project is and what they're hoping that the audience gathers from that project. So if it's a record, okay, congrats on the record. What are you hoping the audience feels or thinks when they're listening to your music? And that's going to tell me what kind of, that's going to give me the answer of what they want, right? If they say, oh, I want them to fall in love with the singer and I want them to think I'm just like him, how relatable he is, then I'll say, okay, so we're looking for something sexy. We're looking for something, but still very relatable. And I'll start asking these questions. And when you ask people questions, people will start telling you everything that you need to give them. So if I was to say, what kind of mood is the record? They'll tell me everything. If I was to say, what do you want the audience to think when they see the image? They'll tell you everything. Okay. If I was to say, what was it about my work that brought you to me? They'll tell me. I've even asked clients to go through my website and screen capture the images on my website that really caught their attention. So that part of the process, a lot of creatives skip that. I want you to ask them the questions. Why did they come to you? Wouldn't you want to know that?
Yeah, I guess I never asked those questions. I guess for me, I just kind of taught myself how to do a style and then thought when they reached out that they just wanted me to just do that style. So I never even thought to ask all those questions.
And every single time somebody hires you, every single time somebody suggests you, remember, they're co-signing their reputation on you and your work. So if you can put them at ease, do you think that that creative director or that marketing director would have way more faith in you?
Yes.
Right? Suddenly the bigger budgets start opening. So right now, I want you to do some housekeeping, I guess, on the business so that when the clients find you, it's a no-brainer for them. We can't even talk about the higher budget clients until we fix a few things. I have my three things that I think you should, I think you overlapped them, but I would say redesign the website. If you can afford to hire somebody, hire somebody. If you can't, turn off your phone for the entire weekend, cancel plans, and fix that. It'll take 1 or 2 days, but you can start monetizing on your business immediately. So that's
okay. We'll definitely looking to redesign the website.
Yeah, that's the first thing, because once they get there, they got to feel welcome and it's got to be easy. The second thing, I would get rid of the marketing and suggest it to clients that have already fallen in love with you and leverage that to get the second contract by doing their social media marketing for them. But don't offer both at the same time. It's like those restaurants that offer you Chinese food and Italian food at the same time. I'm like, no thanks. The third one I want you to do is I want you to actually take time and ask each client, every inquiry, whether you book them or not, how they found you, what was it about your work that they loved, and what was it about your work that they would like to see on their project?
Okay.
You're going through a typical reinvention of your business. I don't want this to scare you. I'm telling you, you have the talent, you have the skill, and you have the drive to do it. It's overwhelming. And again, if it was easier, everybody would do it. But I'd love to see, you know, like the updates on your business and all of that. But I hope that this helped you out a little bit and we just got a chance to focus on what you can do better.
Yes, that it helped a lot, actually.
Okay. All right, good. Any final question before I close this out?
I don't believe so. You've answered a lot.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Chaz. I'm going to talk to the crowd for 1 second, but I really appreciate you coming on. I think you're going to go very far. The fact that you're going through this, that you want to put the time investment and all that into it, it says a lot about you. You're just frustrated. And frustration to me is not anything negative. Frustration to me means you're at the end of a chapter and you're ready to flip the page to something newer, something better. I always say this. I get worried about people who may not be in their best place and they don't even know it yet. Those are the ones I'm worried about. But you're frustrated and you want to do things better. So you got to look at that as a huge plus and just give yourself the little wins along the way too, please. I hope that helped you guys out a lot with your photography business and your video and your filmmaking business. Now, if you're looking for one-on-one mentorship, if you're looking for me to hold your hand month after month after month, if you're looking to stop the search for the latest trends, the latest, you know, hacks in your career, the latest pitfalls to avoid, and you just want someone to tell you what to do every single month. You want somebody to strengthen your business every single month, and you want community, and you want access to a mentor that has done it over and over and over again. My program, Photo Mentor, is down below also. It is a small investment every single month. But the reason why I say small investment, that's not a marketing term. That's truly a small investment. For the price of a few gas tanks, depending on the kind of car that you drive, every single month, you're getting hand-holding. What that means is thousands upon thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, actually more every single year, because now you have a mentor to walk you through. Mentors are what the rich people have. And you know what? We're not mad at them. So you just get inspired by that. Mentors are what wealthy kids have because they understand that's how you make your business. So I'm giving you access to me, to my knowledge, to everything that I've learned, everything that I want to learn, and I want to hold your hand every single month. If you're interested in the Photo Mentor program, it is by application only. I do check out your website, your work, and I make sure that you're qualified for the program, then I'm happy to put you in there. So that Photo Mentor program, the link is down below. If you're interested in following me on social for daily tips, my YouTube, my Instagram, my TikTok, my Clubhouse, my fan base, all of those are also listed in the show notes. If you're interested in supporting Chaz in his goal to become a bigger business, go ahead, support him, follow him on social media, send him a message of positivity, encouragement, and that's what we should be doing for each other. So thank you so much for giving Chaz and myself some of your days listening. Thank you for investing in yourself and taking notes and just listening and opening yourself up to learning new things. These are the things that are going to make a difference in your business, and I appreciate you. If you enjoyed this, what could really, really help me out a lot is if you leave an honest review on the podcast platform that you're listening, Apple in particular. I would very much appreciate that, and it helps get this podcast in front of more photographers, which means more of us play by the same rules, which means less of us get taken advantage of. All right, my name is Waleed Azami. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I will talk to you guys next time.